Blog Talk Radio.
Night by night. You guys wanted it. You got it. You want to call up and let me know what you thought about last night's show. Maybe you guys have some, albeit interesting, views on the way the Rangers set up this season. I know I got a lot of DMs last night talking about how they were pissed off that they weren't able to get on because Nick and I were talking too much. Tough shit. That is what we do. So this is it. This is for you guys. This is going to be a little post in the blue seats show. It's going to be just me, unless someone else wants to join in. It is for you guys to call up and just vent your shit. Be it maybe you didn't like what you heard, you disagreed, or you just feel like being a jerk off and slapping the ham against your microphone, go right ahead. It's perfectly fine. This is what this is for. This show is not a PG show. This is not for kids, per se. It is absolutely going to be as if I was tweeting on the timeline. The only difference is I can't show you guys the spotted dick. And, we'll start off real quick with there's a couple of DMs that I got last night that was really, really fucking stupid. One was from Robbie. Robbie, if you're listening, please call in. I really want to get your take on this. I don't know if you're being serious or just being a jerk off. You want to rip Henrik Lundqvist, and I want you to call in so bad because I want to know exactly what you think Henrik is doing wrong. I mean, I know you're going to be giving me that bullshit that all the elite goalies have a cup, blah, 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 but you know what? I can go right ahead and tell you that there's a lot of shit goalies that have a cup, and that kind of logic really doesn't jive. And you are part of the select few that annoy the shit out of me, saying that he's not elite because he doesn't have a cup. And I'll tell you right now that if I was playing net for the not the Kings, that was a pretty decent team. But I think if I was playing net for the Blackhawks, I think their first cup and even their second, I think I have a ring at that point. It's ridiculous. You cannot possibly tell me that Crawford was the reason they won the cup, because that's far from the truth. If anything, it's the exact opposite, if that even makes sense. I'm very emphatic about that. I can't stand when I hear people talk about how Henrik is an elite. And you know what? We don't go as far as we did any season. I don't give a shit what year it was or where we finished. We don't finish in that spot without Henrik, period. That guy stands on his head, works harder than anybody in that locker room, and, you know, we just haven't been able to finish it off, and that sucks. I mean, hopefully this year it's going to be different. I really do believe that with the offense that we have, and as far as, like, speed, youth, skill, all around intelligence, I think we're going to surprise the entire NHL. In looking at what we are projected to do versus, reality and stuff, and I said it before the season even began, I believe that we are going to win 56 games. I think we're going to go 56, 20-6. Give or take a win here or there. But I do know the year that we went to the final, I tweeted at the New York Islanders Twitter account, and I told them to screenshot it because I said that we were going to go 50, 25, and 12 or something like that. I think it was, I don't know, add up 82 games. But I know I was off by 2 wins. We actually had 2 more wins than I projected. And last season, I think I was off by, we did better by like maybe 3 or 4 wins. So I'm not saying I know everything, but I do have a little bit of a system. And you know what? Fuck you, it works, because I've been damn close the past couple of years. And this is the first year in my, Christ, 20-some-odd years of watching this team that I am optimistic, I'm excited, and I really, really believe that we're going to put up some insane numbers. I mean, I'm talking those that rival, like, you know, the initial days of Patty Kane and Jonathan Toews. I really think that, we have all of the weapons. We have the chips, and I think that our only hindering factor is going to be the defense. But it's not like we're going into this not knowing that these guys can't play at all. I think that if these guys play at their potential, they absolutely 100%. I mean, shit, we were in the cup 2 years ago, or three years ago. Fuck, man. It's just so sad to think. Yeah, 3 years ago. Four? It was four, right? 12, 13? 14, 15? Number 16, 17. I mean, it's the same damn core. I know it's the same group of guys, give or take a couple. I mean, short of the new guys, the Holdens and the Clendettings, you know, we still have the same core that went there to begin with. I mean, we don't have, you know, Strowman. I mean, you know, he was huge. But I don't think that our organization is done making moves. Like Nick mentioned yesterday, the Rangers have been heavy-duty scouting the Anaheim Ducks. You know, they got a whole bunch of shit going on with their contracts and their D-men. And as long as JT Miller is not included in a package, I'll be happy. He seems to be the most expendable for whatever fucking reason, and that's really going to piss me off. Because this kid, he's finally grown, and he's finally showing signs of just what I believe he's capable of doing. He's like a Chris Kreider, only a little bit smaller. That's why he's got better hands. He's, I don't know his exact weights, but he's, you know, he's definitely not as big as Chris. But, you know, he's in the same boat. Like, you know, Kreider was pissing off AV and Torts. He grew up. Miller started pissing off AV and had to figure it out real quick, and I think he has. And I think that the stars are going to align, and everybody is just going to figure out their shit, and it's just going to happen to all be at the same time, the same year. And our only issue right now is figuring a way to plug the holes that we have in our D, and that being Holden and Clendenning. Now, I've been told that Clendetting isn't terrible. He's a journeyman. I don't know shit about this guy. I really don't. And I almost feel like I shouldn't be talking too much shit about him. You know, all you fucking people who bitched at me last night about not taking phone calls, I finally rolled this out, and no one's calling it. Just me fucking slamming my hand. I'm going to try and do this every day. Well, definitely every Rangers game day. And since no one's calling, I guess I'm going to just I'm going to this. We're facing a Detroit team that is not the same as Detroit teams of the past. They're totally beatable. And what's even more interesting is Detroit hasn't beaten us at home in like 4 years, something like that. We're 6-0 against them at home. In the past 6 meetings, we're 7-3 overall in the last 10. And this, to me, isn't nearly as a difficult challenge as the Sharks and the Blues. Both games the Rangers played absolutely outstanding, phenomenal. And you know, the big test is going to be against Washington. That is going to be where we see where our holes are and just how far along we really are as far as matching up with the big boys, because, you know, these guys are the President's Trophy winners, and, you know, they're no fucking joke, man, at all. These guys are the real deal. They have a penalty. They have a power play that's almost like a video game. They just stick AV over at that left dot, and he just fucking shoots the puck. You know, I don't understand that. I'd rather put two guys on him and let one of the other clowns try and beat us, because whenever this guy gets a clear open shot, the goalie could be sitting there a day in advance, and he's going to bury the puck. That's what kind of shot he has, and that's what kind of player he is. So, you know, that being said, what the fuck? It will be interesting to see where this goes. Jesus, you just compared the Rangers offense to the Stanley Cup champs. John listening in. Yo, call in, you jerk off. And yes, I did compare that. Bro, you don't understand. These guys are, I don't know, maybe I'm being a shill. Maybe I'm being a little too, I don't know, groupie-ish, I guess. But you got guys who are coming into their own. We got rookies who, I'm sorry, have the potential to be a Patty Kane. Yo, when he came into the league, he's the Jimmy Vesey, bro. Why is that so far-fetched? Why can't the Rangers get that lucky? Why can't the Rangers end up with a fucking prospect that turns into gold? Why is that so far-fetched? I don't think it's far-fetched. I truly believe it. John, eat a dick. I wish one of you jerkos would call in so we could discuss it, but, you know, everyone was all talk last night because they wanted to, I guess, try and troll Nick and I, which I think is funny. You guys really think you're going to be able to troll me on the show? What are you going to say? You're going to get me upset? I had all this stuff, but I forgot. I went and got Dominican food earlier, this place over by me in Rockaway. It is so good. So good. I feel like a fat slob. If you guys are in Rockaway, head over to 116th. I don't know the name of the place, but it's closer to the beach. It's on the left side of the street, and it's the only one there. So, you know, you'd be able to grab some good food. I only got 15 minutes left right now, guys. So if you want to call in, like you said you were going to, do it. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Or you could tweet me at Gary Knight Rises. Give me something to talk about. I appreciate John's input, even though he doesn't agree with me. I'm actually scratching my nuts right now talking about you, John. You give me itchies. Man, am I really that much of a shill to think that the Rangers have the – it's busy. I don't have a single phone call. No way. Why is it busy? Fuck this thing, man. This sucks. Jesus. Well, this was totally, like, spur of the moment. I wasn't prepared. Tomorrow I'll be prepared. I guess I'll call from my house. What's the number? 1-6-4-6-6-6-8-2-1-2-8.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
I know, John. It seems to be going through for me, pal. It actually did go through for me. You're lying, John. Guys, the number is 1-646-668-2128. I'm not entirely sure why John doesn't know how to navigate his phone. You know, I make fun of you being retarded, but, you know, my bad, brother. From Gazzo, Kreider becoming a dominant player on the ice. This is what we've been waiting for. I think this is for real. I absolutely agree, 100%. Kreider's growing into the beast that we all knew he could. I think the difference now is he's matured. Like, his mind and his body are, you know, becoming one instead of having, you know, he's like a big puppy with those huge paws that would knock shit all over the place because they don't get how big they actually are. I think that's exactly what's going on with Chris. He's smartened up. He's figured it out. And I don't think his 6 points in three games is a fluke. If you look at his progression, he's always, you know, gone up, been in that. He's been in between 21 and 24 goals. I think this year he's definitely going to give us a 25-25 or even maybe a 30-25. It depends on what his line does. I think his assists might go up because of the line he's on. You know, we have, like, two solid premier lines, and that is something we haven't had. In my opinion, it's damn near three solid premier lines. You got the young kids and JT, Hayes, and whoever else you want to put on the wing there. And you got Kreider, Zibs, and Buchnevich. I mean, that right there could be a top line on anybody's team. And then you got, oh my God, Stepan, Zouk, and Vizi. And this is a kid straight out of college playing on the top line in the NHL or the Rangers organization. So again, I ask you, John, why isn't it possible for us to be lucky with him? It's not like we don't know what we're getting. He's a fucking high-quality player, big time. Kreider maturing equals stop doing coke in dive bars. Did he do coke? He's got that look in his eyes sometimes, like he's been just fucking up for days. I don't know. I don't give a fuck what it is. The fact that he's figured it out, starting to show in his production. Man, I'll go to NA meetings with him if that's going to keep him from doing blow. Whatever's going to help us win. Tonight's game, honestly, my prediction is we're going to win probably 4-1, 4-2. I would like to see JT a little bit more visible this game. I don't know if Booch is coming back yet. If he does, I'd like to see him do some shit. Grabner's been fantastic. And Peary, I don't know what's going on with the lines. I haven't seen him yet. I just got home and jumped onto this, so it'll be interesting to see what they put out. I know that I think Klein might be coming back. If Klein comes back, you know, that's outstanding. It just sucks because I think McElrath is going to be the person that gets sat down. And I just don't think AB's giving him a fair shake at all, which is complete bullshit. For whatever reason, he's got such a hatred for this kid. And it's completely unfair. John, did you just say that Matt Cerrone is better than me? You're a jerk, dude. I'll take the hate, you pricks. If you guys at work right now, I don't give a shit how much you may think that this is gay. I'm entertaining you, right? You're listening to a guy right now. Hold on. I've got my dick in my hand. You're listening to a guy who has his dick in his hand right now while you're at work. How does that make you feel? It's the kind of show I run. Who is that? My God, you're hot. All right, what are we down to? I got 9 minutes left. 646-668-2128. Call on in. Where are you people? All the shit talking last night and nothing. Ridiculous. What the hell is today? Today's Wednesday? Any shows on tonight? Oh, the presidential debate's on tonight. and the Dodgers game. I'm going to watch the fucking debate. Fuck the Cubs. Fuck the Dodgers. However, I do want to see the entire Chicago Cubs fan base just fucking rot. So I'm pulling for L.A. And then I'm pulling for whatever AL team goes to the series. Fuck the NL this year. You blow a kid. All right. Believe you guys pussied out and didn't call. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Then I gotta clean my house and go pick up the girlfriend. I was supposed to clean, but I didn't. I had to run some errands, and then I just didn't feel like it. I have to do the dishes. And before jokes are made, I choose to do the dishes because I don't like the way she does them. I don't like the way she does the laundry. I don't understand how hard it is to figure out how I like to fold stuff. But instead of fighting about it, I'll do it. So this is what we're at. This is what you guys, I wasn't prepared for this at all. I really thought I'd get some calls, have a little back and forth banter instead of me just talking for a half hour straight. So, looks like I'm going to have to do better tomorrow. Oh, alert. Santana's home run into the Indians lead. I tell you, man, who would have thought the Indians were going to beat Toronto? I sure as fuck didn't. Not at all. That's wild. What else is going on? I'm going to talk about the Mets real quick. Is there even anything to say? The Mets, one thing is to make sure Cespedes stays. We need Cespedes to stay. We need a closer. That's what we need. We need someone who can close a game in the playoffs when it matters. Not rack up 51 saves that, I'm sorry, but fucking suspect to begin with. And like I said, and you can check my fucking tweets, that Familia was getting hit hard all season long. All season. Not a single fucking save was, you know, like fluid, come in, shut the door, dominant. He just scared the shit out of me all season long. I think I said it back in May. I said it in June and July. And then sure as fuck, that's what happened. Six minutes. All right, let's go down my timeline. Let's pick out some shit. Jesus, even the timeline is boring. My show is going to suck unless I do better. Fucking call in. John, what a... It's not busy, you lying fuck. I may just wrap it up early. Oh, shit. Almost canceled out it. Well, there's 5 minutes left. I don't even think I'm going to stay on that long. Nobody called. You guys blow. Tomorrow, I'm probably going to be on around 1 or 2 o'clock. Talk about the Rangers, how they did tonight. And that's about it.